Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we've learned one thing, we've learned the following. It cannot be a conspiracy theory if it's true. The problem is the wacky left, the crazy Democrats, consider anything and everything that does not suit their agenda as some radical conspiracy theory that someone drummed up in their basement while they were on acid. The problem is 90% of these, if not 95% of everything that we have been screaming about for the past year and a half has now been proven to be true. So where does the left go now with their conspiracy theories? Where does social media go now blocking you from talking about things because this is just a conspiracy theory? This is misinformation. We can't allow that conversation. You're misinforming the public. No, you're misinforming the public. And you're purposely doing it, and that's not a conspiracy theory, as I'm about to prove. So first, let's start with the obvious. Let's start with the Hunter Biden laptop. Now, I know some people, I'm sick of hearing about it. Hunter Biden's not the president. Well, let me tell you why it's important. When Hunter Biden's laptop was discovered, you were not allowed to talk about it. Talked about it on social media, you were banned. If you tried to talk about it on YouTube, you were shut down. If you tried to talk about it on television in any way, shape, or form, you were called a Russian propagandist. You were a toy of Putin, spreading misinformation in a feeble attempt to get Donald Trump elected. There were numerous people in our intelligence division who signed papers saying this laptop is a phony. It is Russian propaganda. Except it's not. Except now everyone realizes, no, this is actually real. It's a real laptop. Now, I'll explain something to you. They knew it from the very beginning. Because you know how long this takes to fact check? 10 seconds. You say, may I please see the receipt and the signature that's on that receipt? Yeah, that matches Hunter Biden, all right. Okay, well, he dropped off two or three laptops. Well, let's just cross-reference some of the things on there. Did you receive this email? Did you receive this email? Did you receive this email? You did? That's Hunter Biden's laptop. That's not hard. Not one reporter did it. Maybe one. And she was silenced. Called a conspiracy theorist and a nut and a whack job and a far-right Nazi and then a QAnon member. Except she was right. Now, I know a lot of you people will say, well, what's the big deal? Well, there's a couple of big deals. First off, I consider it a big deal anytime someone has child pornography on their computer. Perhaps you don't. But I do. And we have it on damn good authority that it's on there. If it was on yours, you would be under the jail. They wouldn't even put you in the jail. Well, maybe now they'd let you out. I don't know. But once upon a time, you'd have been under the jail. There is also evidence of rampant drug use, quasi-incest, because I guess one of these videos is with his own cousin. But worse, and really the only thing that matters in the grand scheme of the government is there is proof after proof after proof that. His father was running a scam and that he was paying his dad money. 10% to the big guy. Well, who do you think the big guy is? His own partner, Tony Bobulinski, said it is in fact Joe Biden. Okay. Well, if the laptop is real and Tony Bobulinski is real, which he is, he's not an illusion, then you currently have a president of the United States who is compromised by Russia, the Ukraine, and China. That's who you have. Now let's factor in something else. One out of six Biden voters in a survey said, had I known that laptop was real and the information on that was legit, I wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden. Now, right away, the left says, why? Joe's not a drug user. Joe's not putting pornography on a computer. No, idiots. It's because it proves he's corrupt. He's everything you accuse Donald Trump of being plus more. One out of six. Guess what that would have meant to the election? Probably would have meant to win election. No invasion of the Ukraine. No soaring gas prices, no food shortages, no shipping problems. Still think that laptop doesn't mean anything? There was an effort by the mainstream media and social media to disinform you, the public, so you could not make an intelligent voting decision, and that is, in fact, election tampering, and it is, in fact, a corrupt election. I don't need to hear about machines that malfunction. I don't need to hear about workers feeding ballots in 50, 60, 75 times. That probably happened. But it doesn't matter. Collude with the media to disinform the public so they cannot make an intelligent choice. You have, in fact, rigged an election. And you should be held responsible. Is anyone going to be held responsible? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Not unless you demand it. And it's about time everybody got off their asses and demanded it. This is ridiculous. I don't care if he wants to run around with hookers, that's his own problem. If you're so rich that you can literally light your cigars with $1,000 bills and you can't get a woman without paying for one, what does that say about you? Yeah? What does that say about you? What does that say about your father? Because I know most fathers would say, look, my son is highly troubled, and I've done the very best I could possibly do to get him away from all this. But he's a grown man. And I cannot be responsible for every one of his actions. I love him, but I do not like what he does. I could respect Joe Biden for saying that. What does Joe Biden say? Most intelligent, smartest guy I know. Oh. Okay. Well, that's very interesting. So now what? What when your social media networks, your mainstream networks and news networks all collude to withhold information from the public and we discover it? What should happen to those people? Well, now places like CNN and MSNBC, they're going to run for cover and say, we didn't know. How wrong can you be on a regular basis? These should be called the misinformation networks. All they do is get things wrong because they get their talking points from the White House. They call up and say, what do you want us to say, Master? What's the spin on things today, Master? Just keep saying they're all conspiracy theorists. This Hunter Biden laptop's not real. Oh, but it gets worse, folks. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on Hunter's laptop. You know the deal. President of the United States, to win an election, he would not have won. He would have lost. By withholding what was really the truth about that laptop, you did that and probably caused every single one of the deaths that's in the Ukraine right now. They wouldn't have invaded under Trump, and everybody knows it, including Putin. So congratulations, social media. Congratulations, mainstream media. The blood's on your hands. You can't wash that off. That's you. But then we have James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, who says, I came into possession of a diary of Joe Biden's daughter. And for coming into possession of that diary, the Department of Justice raided offices, handcuffed people, seized the diary. Now we find out a judge had said, you don't have the actual right to do this, and they just went ahead and did it anyway. Just went ahead and did it anyway. Now, James O'Keefe had said, look, there's some things in that diary that's not good, really not good. And the reason I decided not to publish it and had decided not to publish it was because I couldn't verify 100% it was really her diary. And even if it was, my thought process was, it's not something political. It's not like she was involved in a Hunter Biden thing where he was getting her all kinds of jobs that she was unqualified for a kickback. It was a little more nefarious than that. And he said, with a good conscience, I decided I'm not going to publish that. And they still raided his place. They still put people in handcuffs. And they did it illegally. And guess what? The diary's real. Now we find out the diary's real. And James O'Keefe says, I still don't know if I want to come clean with what's in that diary. Because at the end of the day, and I suppose he's right, he said things in diaries. How do you know for 100% sure it's true? You can say this is what she wrote, but maybe she was delusional. Maybe she was just writing some fictitious thing to make, I don't know, who knows? So he said, I'm still wavering on the fence of what to say what's in that diary. Well, what do you think is in that diary? I'll tell you what's in that diary. Some very salacious things that would make you think some very, 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 very bad things about Joe Biden as a father. And the apple apparently doesn't fall very far from the tree, huh? But we were told, oh, QAnon wrote that diary. And they wanted to sidetrack Joe Biden. That's why they did it. And James O'Keefe is in on it. Oh, no, it's real. So now what? Now you're wrong again. How come you keep lying to the American public and then call everybody conspiracy theorists? Remember when COVID was, oh, somebody ate a bat. And that person that ate the bat, they got sick. That's how COVID started, really. Well, there wasn't one other animal in that wet market that tested positive for COVID. They can't find a bat anywhere in the world that has tested positive for COVID. They can find a laboratory filled with bats that were injected with it. And we were told there's no bats in this laboratory until pictures came out of bats all through that laboratory. Ah, but if you think it came from a Wuhan lab, oh my gosh, where's your tinfoil hat? You're Alex Jones. Screaming about frogs being turned gay by water. You're nuts. You're crazy. Except we weren't. Except it's true. And everybody knows now it's true. There's still people saying there's no actual proof of it. There's no scientific evidence of it. Well, where the hell do you think it came from? I mean, at this point, if you're denying it, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you're thinking it came out of that wet market, you're a conspiracy theorist, because you got zero evidence of that. Zero. We have way more evidence it came out of the Wuhan lab. Way, way, way more evidence. Because, you see, people don't lie if there's nothing to cover up. If the Chinese had said, yeah, we got a lot of bats in here, but none of them escaped. And nobody here got sick, so it's not from our lab. You could come take a look. We'd say, okay, well, maybe. That's not what they did, folks. Oh, nobody's coming in here to look. There's no bats, nothing to see here. Well, why are you lying about it? If you got nothing to hide, why are you lying about it? Because you do have something to hide. But once again, the media says, oh, you can't have this. Our official position is it came from a wet market in Wuhan, and that's it. If you say anything else, you are a pawn of Russia or China, or you are a conspiracy theorist, or you're just a nut, or you're a QAnon member. That's what it is. Except it's true, folks. It's true. Then we get to Donald Trump, who barely was in office. He barely had his ass in the seat of the Oval Office when he said, I've been spied on by the Obama administration. One of the greatest scandals in the history of politics, and nobody will cover it. Nobody will say anything. And MSNBC, CNN instantly said, this is a man who is deeply paranoid. This is a man who is troubled, psychologically damaged. There's no such thing. That never happened. Not in a million zillion years. Why would anyone do such a thing? Except now we know it's true. Absolute, undeniable evidence the man was spied on. Do you hear that on MSNBC? Now, let's see if they were honest people. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. I know, it's crazy, but let's do it. Let's say they were misguided, and they really thought Donald Trump was nuts. This would be the biggest story ever. MSNBC, CNN would be leading with this, saying, we were wrong, but holy cow, what a story we have. This is the biggest political scandal in history. Not only was Donald Trump spied on, but apparently was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign, and it's time people really did some investigating. They didn't do that. They didn't do that at all, because they knew from the very beginning it was the truth, and they were spreading the misinformation to you by trying to convince you that if you agree with someone who is saying this, you must be nuts, you must be a conspiracy theorist. They were hoping you wouldn't believe it and say, oh, those have been the famous words of the left, is that's been debunked. Half of these people on the left couldn't spell debunked. They have no idea what they're talking about. Some political fact-checking organization says, that's not true. And they say, see, it's not true, except it is true. Except it is true. I've had my run-ins with these people. I know how they play their games. Let me give you an example of how they play their games. I had once posted something about, and we're going to get to the children in a minute. I once posted something about missing children being found in the back of a truck, a tractor-trailer truck. 38 missing children found by the FBI in some kind of a child slavery ring. And it was instantly, oh, that's false, false information. This has been debunked. Well, I didn't settle for that. And I said, why? I want to know the exact thing that's wrong here. And guess what it was? They weren't found in the back of an 18-wheeler trailer. Oh, well, yes, that changes the story so much. So when your average person is scrolling through and I say 32 children were found that were missing in a white slavery operation and you say that's not true, the emphasis isn't that the whole story isn't true. It's just that they were found in a different place. That would be like Donald Trump saying, well, I was in the in my office eating a vanilla ice cream cone and I found out that I was being spied on. And they say, this is false. We've checked it, it's false. It was really Rocky Road ice cream. What the hell difference does it make where the kids were found? You purposely tried to bury that story, and I want to know why. You should be celebrating it. You know what fact checkers should have to do on social media sites? Not just put a thing over it saying this has been proven false. They should have to post, just like a normal person would post, saying here's why this isn't true. Here's what we found in this information that's misleading. That's all. Then write it out. And guess what? They'd never do it because they'd be laughed out of existence. Because 90% of the time, it's the smallest little detail that means nothing to the overall story. It's just an opportunity for them to gaslight you into thinking it's not true. So Donald Trump was spied on. It's a bigger scandal than Watergate. This is huge. It's absolutely huge. You were allowing people, hackers, into a system where they could have been blackmailed, they could have been bribed, they could have been whatever, to give pertinent information and deep security information to this country. That borders on treason. Well, you're not going to do anything about it. This story's already been buried. It's already done. How many more scandals need to happen here, folks? How many more conspiracy theories need to be totally proven to be a fact before you open up your eyes and realize you are being lied to and have consistently been lied to year after year after year? There's even smaller things. We have Anthony Fauci on tape saying, I never funded any kind of gain-of-function research. Wrong. You, in fact, did. But then what you did was you changed the definition of what gain of function is, so that you could say legitimately it wasn't really gain of function, you phony. I think I was the first one to report this. Long before any news organization said Anthony Fauci had a lab in North Carolina that was doing gain-of-function research on taxpayer dollars under the Obama administration, and when they were told it was too dangerous and to shut it down, they then funneled the money through a third party into the Wuhan lab. I think I was one of the first people to say that. And then, like, months and months later, it comes out on television. Months and months later. Why do I know this? See, this is the thing. I'm nobody special, folks. If you're listening to me, you're just listening to a normal dude, okay? Yeah, I keep up on politics and things. Yeah, I'm well-read when it comes to certain things, but I'm no, rocket scientist. Any single person could have found this information out. That's why I know they knew it. You think they don't know it, and I do? Porters who do this for a living, they don't know this? Did you see Hunter Biden's interview? Is the laptop yours, Hunter? I really don't know. I mean, you can't say? I really can't say. It could be mine, but it also could be Russian propaganda. Did that reporter look him in the eye and say, well, let me ask you a question. Did you drop off four laptops at a computer repair shop, two of which he told you could not be fixed? Yes or no? Here's a copy of your handwriting. Is that your handwriting? Yes or no? Did they do that? Did they ask any follow-up questions? Of course he's not afraid to come on television, because they're not going to ask any follow-up questions. Joe Biden could get on television tomorrow and say, Donald Trump is in fact a Russian agent, and if they say, oh, no, that's interesting. Do you really believe that? I do. Oh, fascinating. That's it. There's no follow-up question of where's the proof. You know, you've been flapping your gums on this for I don't know how long. Where's the proof? There was no proof, because it's not true. And yet, Adam Schiff and all of these other miserable individuals tried to put a black mark on the presidency of the United States. For four straight years, they tampered with the presidency of the United States, constantly undermining everything a president was doing, constantly. And then they'll look you dead in the eye and tell you, I never said such a thing. Joe Biden recently said, anybody who says I'm declaring war on fossil fuel and the oil industry, they don't know what they're talking about. Not me. I've never said such a thing, except we have you on tape leaning over and telling a girl, look me in the eye. If I become the president, it's the end of fossil fuel, I promise you, okay? What, Joe, videotape exists. There was no vaccine until I got into office, except we have a video of Joe Biden taking the vaccine before he was the president. We never said we wanted to defund the police. That was the Republicans. That one I can't even address that, because that is absolutely so stupid that it honestly, I don't know how they can look themselves in the mirror and say something as dumb as that when we have not one, not two, not 20, 50 different Democrats saying, yes, defund the police, reimagine the police. They must be reimagined. This isn't working. Defund, and I mean defund. Then when they realize, okay, well, nobody's voting for us under that, then they're like, we never said that. Just like Joe Biden never said, come to the border. Would you like me to play the tape where he said, if I become the president, you better storm the border? We're conspiracy theorists. You see, the left has a problem with the truth. They want the truth to be what they want it to be. And when it's not what they want it to be, they just make it up and say, well, that's the way I feel. And because that's the way I feel, it's the truth. I am not going to blow my own horn and say that Senator Ted Cruz listens to this show. But I will tell you this. He sure as hell stole my line, didn't he? Because as he is questioning judicial nominee Brown Jackson, he uses my line where he says, can I be Asian? Can I file for a grant to go to college under an Asian scholarship? She won't answer the question. That's the same question I asked you guys a couple of weeks ago. I said, okay, well, that, can I be an Asian? Can I suddenly be African-American and say I want a grant that's only funded for African-American business owners or something? Can I do that? And if the answer is no, then why can I be a woman if I'm a man? What's the difference? Conspiracy theory. I've just had people tell me, as a matter of fact, I was literally taken off a social media platform for saying that this swimmer, this male swimmer, shattered some records. No records were shattered. Yes, they were. You're lying. You're flat out lying. If you call somebody a liar, you'll be tagged for bullying. You bullied that person. No, I didn't bully that person. I called them exactly what they were. If I call a bald man bald, am I bullying him? If I call a fat person fat, am I bullying him? I guess I am. You're not allowed to speak the truth. See, that's where the problem comes. You're not allowed to speak the truth. If you speak the truth to someone who does not hold that truth to be self-evident, you're a bully. So if I tell that guy who's 6'2" or 6'3" and has the bone density and muscle density of a man that is unfair for you to climb into the water with a girl and shatter her record by 32 seconds when you couldn't even come close, you're 422nd in the men's division, that's really being unfair to women. I'm the one who's being unfair. I'm the one who's being uninclusive. So it's okay. It's okay for women's sports to be a joke now, right? It's okay for there's going to be no women's records held by anybody except men pretending to be a woman. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. I really don't care if people want to be a trans. You do what you want. It's your life. Live your life the way you want. But when you start doing stuff like this, then that's unfair, and I'm going to call you on it. You go get a woman somewhere and you want to be a trans woman, go for it. Who am I to say what you can do and what you can't do? I don't care. But if you're a man and you decide one day, I think I'll just identify as a woman and go to a UFC ring and beat the holy living hell out of some woman, that's not fair. Then I guess my backup question is, when did you start hating women? When did you start being anti-women's rights? Because that's sort of what you're doing. You're taking away the even playing field. If there's no difference, why is there a different division? If there was no difference and men and women could compete equally on all sports, why do you have a women's division? Why isn't everything unisex? Why isn't just why don't the Knicks have women on their team? Answer that question. You can answer that question. I'm sure there are sports where women actually have an advantage over men. I'm sure there are some sports. I would imagine gymnastics would be one of them, and maybe there's a couple others. I don't know. But I will tell you, powerlifting and combat sports isn't one of them. And we always get this same thing. Well, do you really think that this guy over here, who's 62 years old and weighs 118 pounds soaking wet, and has never been in a fight in his life, do you really think that guy could kick Ronda Rousey's ass? No. What I'm saying is, if you're already an MMA athlete and you decide one day I'm going to put a dress on and call myself a woman, you're probably going to have a huge advantage over all the other MMA athletes who really are women. That's the difference. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. I remember when I was told that. I brought this up. I said, you just wait, and men will be going into women's sports, even combat sports, and shattering their records. And guess what my friends on the left said? Marcus, now you're just being silly. That's not going to happen. That's just a conspiracy theory. No one's going to do that. Well, where are we at? Huh? Where are we at to one that's my most important, in my opinion? It's probably not more important than the actual rigging of this election, which I've just proven you did. On any standard, that is called rigging an election, when you purposely hold information back so people can't vote knowingly and with knowledge. And there's more information, folks. I'm not negating all of those ballots that came in at 3:30 in the morning, because I'm one of those schmucks who stayed up till 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning when Donald Trump's ahead by 300,000 votes in Pennsylvania. I wake up at 5:30 and he lost by 200,000 or 10,000. Are you kidding me? What, 300,000 ballots came in and they all were marked Joe Biden? Please, piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. But here's the important one. No one's trying to indoctrinate your children. If you think people are trying to indoctrinate your children, you're a conspiracy theorist. Really? Well, let me tell you this. When schools, libraries set out books your parents don't want you to read, specific illustrations of gay and lesbian sex in them, that third and fourth graders can get their hands on, I call that indoctrination, sexual indoctrination. When you take a child into school and say, if you want to be a boy, it's okay. Just don't tell your mother because she wouldn't understand. We're going to put you in a special class where we're going to teach you about this. How dare you? That's indoctrination. Now I hear that Disney, there's no more Walt Disney. Now I hear that Disney is saying, we are now committed to presenting some LGBTQ, however many other letters there's going to be, programming for children. What do you mean for children? I don't want my children seeing a straight relationship on a Disney show as far as anything overtly sexual. Children should not be made to process that information until they get older. So why in the hell is Disney worried about, can we show some trans couples? Can we show some lesbian couples? What the hell are you doing? Can you let a kid be a kid? Well, how will they ever grow up knowing about, well, I don't know. How did you grow up if you're a lesbian or a trans? You didn't grow up with that and you're fine, right? You say, I'm fine and everything's normal. Okay. Well, then they will too. They get to be 16, 17, 18, and they have those feelings. That's great. That's fine. Don't give me that crap when they're 8. So we're all a bunch of conspiracy theorists, folks, except everything that we have said has turned out to be the truth. So where do we go from here? Who are we supposed to trust? The problem is we've grown lazy. We won't do our own fact-checking. I make a lot of people mad, I understand, because I call people on the carpet. But the bottom line is this, folks. A lot of this is on you. Because you can't be lied to if you do your own fact-checking. It's just that people don't. People say, I don't have the time. I was listening to Don Lemon, and he said Trump's a Nazi, so Trump's a Nazi. And not once do you say, well, wait a minute. That's a little harsh. Where's that coming from? The Russian spy. I must be true. I heard it on TV. Oh, nobody spied on Trump. Oh, COVID came from a wet market. Oh, the Hunter Biden laptop's phony. I heard that on TV. Well, that's your fault. I heard that on TV, too. I didn't believe it. I did my own research because it's important. It's much more important than your, Xbox One. It's much more important than your American Idol. Because you see what's happening to this country right now, and it's not good. Now, I'm going to tell you something else that's a conspiracy theory, and it's going to be controversial. So I warn you ahead of time. If you disagree with me, I understand, but hear me out. This Russian invasion into the Ukraine was a horrible situation. There is no one in the world that I know of, other than some crazy people in Russia, who think that Putin is anything less than a dictator and a murderer and an evil monster. You can't take a look at those pictures of children lying on the ground, dead and wounded, and think anything less than that. Here's also a truth, and both things can be true at the same time. Ukraine is a country of nothing but corruption. And while I do think the man standing up to them is brave, he's also corrupt. You can be brave and corrupt at the same time. And unfortunately, it's the innocent who always suffer for the guilty. Putin is guilty. You think Putin is suffering from financial sanctions? He's not suffering that badly. I love when people say, pull McDonald's from it. Yeah, because Putin eats at McDonald's all the time. It's not going to be Putin. Who cares? It's going to be those normal Russian people who say, we were into this invasion. We're not down with this, but what do you want us to do? Why should we suffer for what he did? We don't even get to vote. Likewise, the Ukrainian people. Their government's corrupt as the day is long. They don't deserve to suffer for it, but they're going to be the ones who suffer for it. So both things can be true at the same time. So don't be led down the path of Russia is evil, Ukraine is good, or Ukraine is evil and Russia is good. Neither one is true. The Ukrainian government is rife with corruption and scandal and a lot of things you would not like, as is the Russian government. They're warring it out here, and yes, innocent people are dying, and yes, we should be sending them weapons in, and we should be helping. But if you think for a moment that their government, who now is saying, we care about the people, well, you woke up and now caring about the people because you're not going to have a country to run very soon. And maybe Putin's not going to have a country to run very soon either. But let's not get led down a path by the same people we have just told you. And now the narrative is, no matter what's going on with the Ukraine government, they are righteous and holy and wonderful and brave and honorable. It's not true. It's just not true. The people are. The everyday citizens are, that's for sure. But I bet you if you went to Russia, the everyday citizens of Russia would be like, we're not into this. We don't want that. We don't want this war. We don't want this invasion. Hell, half the soldiers don't. Half of the soldiers are telling people with their text messages, we didn't know what this was going to be. We were told we were going to come in here to our heroes. Welcome. We thought we were liberating people, and they're killing us. So even half of the soldiers don't want to. I'm not saying there aren't some evil Russian soldiers. I'm sure there are. There are also some evil Ukrainian soldiers. I just heard the other day that one of the leaders of the Ukrainian government said any Russian soldier that's captured is going to be castrated. That sounds pretty evil. So please, let's just understand that Russia invaded the Ukraine. They're in the wrong. They're the ones who caused the conflict. There's no question about that. And innocent people are suffering due to it. There's no question about that. But when we go nutso because McDonald's is still serving hamburgers to Russian people, or we go nutso because we think, well, the Ukraine is the absolute democracy of America, that's not true. They don't have the democracy we have. They don't have anything close to it. Now we have a corrupt government too. And our people are suffering too from a corrupt government. It's always the innocent that suffer. That's the problem. That's the problem. And the people who make the war aren't the people who go to war. So it's very, very easy for Vladimir Putin to sit on his duff and say, go to war. And these young men are saying, we're going in here as heroes, Mom. We're going to liberate them from Nazis. That's what I've been told. I'm sure they're going to welcome us and throw roses at our feet when we're done, like the Jews when the Americans liberated the death camps. And then they go in there and find out that's not what's happening. You're being fired upon by civilians. And before you know it, you're texting your mom, I hope I don't die 5 minutes before you do. There's no winner in that, folks. There's no winner in that. Not for the people. Not for the Russian people. Not for the Ukrainian people. Only for the governments who don't do the fighting. Before I get to another conspiracy theory, let me go to the phones. Caller, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. What's up, Marcus?
What are you doing? What's up?
Hey, so everything that you have gone through thus far is that we were called conspiracy theorists for, that we were called all kinds of names in the book. For the last 4 years, we were called there because we supported Trump. We were called every name in the book. People deleted me off their friends list on social media because I supported Trump. People I've been friends with for years. Well, I find out who my real friends are, right? Everything that Trump said about the Clintons, about COVID, about Dr. Fauci, about everything he said has been 100% truth, and the left have spent the last 4 years plus trying to disprove it and to convince the American people that they are right and there is no other option but to believe them. I watched Chris Cuomo say, where in the Constitution does
a riot have to be peaceful?
It does. Read it. You're a lawyer, you moron. Read the Constitution. Peacefully gather. I'm reading the Constitution right now. I'm reading the amendment. You're a moron. If you're a lawyer, then I would not hire you. But you're on CNN, so, you know, everything you say must be true. I'm sorry, but, you know, it was 13 minutes before the crazy left morons tried to set records for papers for impeachment for Donald Trump. 13 minutes. 13 minutes. And it wasn't even put in front of the American people. It was in some kind of basement somewhere, away from the American people, away from their knowledge. Don't we have the right to know what's going on with a sitting president? I'm not even a sitting president, president-elect. It wasn't even.
You have the right to know, but they don't want you to know because, you see, facts are their enemy. Facts are the enemy of the left. When facts get in the way, they have to remove them because they can't change them. The issue. Time and time again, the left try to change facts. And when they realize they can't, their only other option is to silence you. We could go on all day about conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy theory that masks don't work. Well, John Hopkins says, we've done the study. Masks don't work. It's a conspiracy theory the lockdowns had no significant effect on the spread. Except John Hopkins University says, we did the research. It had no actual effect on the spread. There are still people out there that say it's a conspiracy theory that Joe Biden is cognitively declined. The man got on television and said the first lady's husband has COVID. And when everyone thought that was his way of saying he contracted COVID, he's like, oh, no, I don't mean that. I mean Kamala Harris's husband, the first man. It's not a gaffe anymore. If you just make a gaffe once in a blue moon, that's one thing. When you do it five times in one speech on a regular basis, he is obviously cognitively declined. But it's a conspiracy theory. Just like it was a conspiracy theory that Cuomo killed all those elderly people in the nursing home, until the left decided, you know what? We might be able to get even a more socialistic and fascistic governor than Cuomo. Maybe we'll say, yeah, that is true. Maybe we will parade around some women who he touched inappropriately and say we have to get rid of him. That way we can inject somebody we like even better into New York. You see, it's all well and good until they come for you. That's what I want to tell my liberal friends. Eventually they're going to come for you. You think it's fun now to watch people get silenced. You think it's fun when you're having a conversation and you're losing a debate really badly because you have no facts on your side, and all of a sudden the powers that be say, "Well, you're deleted. You don't get to respond anymore." You think that's great until it happens to you, and it's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to you because eventually what's going to happen is you're going to get into a situation where something's going to wake you up and you're going to say, wait, all I was trying to say was the truth. Ah, but they don't like your truth. They think your truth is hurtful. I don't know where this all began. I really don't. I can't pinpoint where this all began, that the truth is hurtful. But I have actually read people saying the truth is an illusion sometimes. No, it's not. The truth is always the truth. I always go back to the bald guy or the fat guy, right? Maybe it's rude for somebody to come up and say, hey, you're bald. But technically, that's just a fact if you're bald, right? Or, hey, you're fat. Well, okay, well, that may be rude, but if you're fat, then you are fat. And if that's hurtful, well, I don't know what to tell you because it's the truth. Tell the truth. We are called conspiracy theorists. Science deniers, too. We're science deniers. How dare you deny science? I don't know. You do it all the time when it comes to abortion. You do it all the time when it comes to male, female, and how many sexes there are. And I know genders are different than sex. I get it. There can be a million genders. That's okay, because one day a lady who right now is in her, 19, 20-year-old woman is saying, I just love the fact that a man can be a woman, and it's so wonderful and great. You're going to have a daughter one day. And she's going to go compete in some kind of a sport or something. And some dude who's 250 pounds and has muscles pulling out of his head is going to beat her ass raw. And you're going to say, according to you. In fact, it's inclusive. It's wonderful. Your daughter should go over there and shake her hand, his hand, whichever you want to call him, right? It's pathetic. And I'm tired of people having to be lily-livered about it, too. That's the thing. We always have to dance around like circus monkeys saying, well, I can't really express myself this way or say it this way because that might be offensive. And if I say it this way, that might not be inclusive. How do I get my point across without being considered rude or obnoxious or uninclusive or misogynistic or homophobic? No, I'm tired of it. I'll say it the exact way it is. It's not fair. It's not fair that a biological man with muscle density and bone density far greater than a female can get into a sport where he could obviously excel better than a female and take away her right to compete fairly. You want to put on a dress and a wig and a bunch of high heels and call yourself Betty? That's your drama. I don't care. But if you think for 1 minute you're going to get into a swimming pool with my daughter and blow her out of the water when she's trained so hard, just because you're built differently and you're superior in certain things biologically, that's bullshit. How come there are no women men going into men's sports and blowing them out of the water, huh? Let's see that one time. I was born a woman, but I'm transgender now, and I'm a man. And I'm going to go into the MMA ring at the 160-pound division, and I'm going to be a champion. No, you're not. You're going to get your ass beat. I'm going to jump into the swimming pool and set a record. No, you're not. You're going to get your ass beat. See, that's the way it works, folks. That's how you know it's all baloney. All these conspiracy theories are true. And it makes you wonder, how many more? You know, there are a lot of wacky conspiracy theories going around, and some of them I used to actually laugh at myself and say, come on, that's a little far out. But now I sit here and I think to myself, well, I don't know. That's what they said about Trump being spied on. That's what they said about where COVID came from. That's what they said about Hunter's laptop. That's what they said about a million things. And they all turned out to be true. And every 5 minutes, we're finding another Disney employee, CNN employee, government official, or judge who has some dealings with minors, illegal dealings with minors. What the hell's going on? And now we have someone attempting to be nominated into the Supreme Court of the United States who literally has given the lightest sentences possible to child predators. and people who have child pornography on their computers. One of her, as a matter of fact, not one or two cases, every single case that has come before her, she's given less than the required amount. There's usually like a minimum amount. She's given less than the minimum amount. And when she's questioned on why do you do this? Well, this is a complicated question. No, it's not a complicated question. You seem to be very sympathetic. You even apologized to a child predator before sentencing him. Please explain to me what there is to apologize to a child predator about. This is somebody's going to sit on the Supreme Court of the United States. You want them on the Supreme Court when your child is raped, when your child is made a victim of child pornography, when your child is molested, huh? Is that what you want? If you're a liberal sitting there right now and it was your child on that damn computer being raped by an adult and the lady says, I'm sorry, I have to sentence you to a few months in jail, what would you say? And if it's, well, justice was served, then you never should have had a child because you're a miserable parent. I would be outraged beyond belief. That's somebody you want in one of the highest offices there can be? Caller, that's just a joke.
Not only is this lady a nut, okay? She's a whack job. That's number one. Number two, she's far beyond unqualified to be a Supreme Court justice. And I'll tell you why. Because bumbling Joe Biden gets on TV and says, oh, I'm going to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court. Great. What about qualifications, moron? Qualifications. Is she qualified? You're getting my God. Okay? These are the same morons who hold up Joseph Rosenbaum as some kind of hero. He raped little boys. And he got shot for his trouble. Hey, guess what? He's on tape saying, shoot me. Well, you got shot because you attacked the man who was running away from you. Guess what? You got everything you deserved, and I don't care. I'll say it. Because if my child was the one as a victim, and I hear a court justice say, I'm sorry to the person who did it, well, I'm going to stand up in court, and I'm going to scream my goddamn head off. And I'm going to make my voice heard because that's what needs to be done. Everybody is cowering in their little bodies and saying nothing because they're afraid to be labeled as something other than a human being.
Well, that's it. We are so now afraid that we're allowing people to just interject their own facts. We're allowing people to just say, no, a man can have a menstrual period and a man can be pregnant. And when you say, well, no, that's not true, they say, well, you're thinking about a biological man, but a woman who hasn't had the transition. Please, then that's still a woman. See, that's the problem. You can't have your own set of facts here, folks. We are dumbing down society to the point where you can't disagree with anyone, even when the facts are on your side, or they will just call you names or silence you. And now you see that this is the way the government is working. People known Joe Biden's son's laptop was legitimate. Donald Trump is the president today. So what's the downhill effect of that? Well, you're now paying $4.90 for gas. Some places you wouldn't be. So every time that you stick that nozzle into the gas tank, you think to yourself, if they'd have told me Hunter's laptop was real, I'd be paying $2. Every time you see children lying in the streets of Afghanistan with their arms blown off, you remember, well, if I knew Hunter Biden's laptop was real, that kid would be alive. I want you to remember all that. Because you did that. I'm not blaming you directly, and I'll tell you why I'm not. Because you believe the news. But that is your mistake. When are you going to stop believing them? When are you going to stop believing them? When are you going to stop literally lying to yourself? If tomorrow, I'm a Trump supporter, but if tomorrow Donald Trump's son had a laptop confiscated that had child pornography on it, that had a thing saying, yeah, I got a big job that I'm not qualified for. I'm giving my dad a 10% kickback, and he's smoking crack, and he's with his cousin in bed and all kinds of crapola. I would say, well, that's it for me. Because even though Trump might not be the drug user, he might not be the woman, the guy having incest with his cousin. He still is corrupt, and now we know. I didn't know before, but I do now. So now I'm out. But you Biden supporters won't do that. You'll find anything to shield it. Oh, but that can't be true because I read an article one time that said, oh, come on, you're not that dumb. You know the laptop was real. You know Joe Biden's corrupt. You know he's demented. He spent 50 years in politics making $200,000 a year, and yet he bought the DuPont mansion, the DuPont estate. How'd he do that? $15 an hour. Are you going to buy a Porsche? And if you do, you think the government's going to not come knocking on your door saying, how'd you afford a Porsche? Oh, and by the way, the New World Order, that's not a conspiracy theory anymore, is it? Joe Biden said the words. It's time for a New World Order. Ah. It's going to come down to how many Americans, whether you are on the left or the right, are going to say, I don't want a new world. What's wrong with the old one? Yeah, we can fix some laws, you want to say. Yeah, we can make sure everybody's rights are upheld if they aren't being. But we don't need to tear down and start over. That we don't need to do. And caller, that's exactly where they're heading. They want to tear down and start over.
Yeah, and I think it's absolute bullshit. It was fine the way it was. Leave it alone. You know, there was a new world order in 1996. It didn't turn out so well. Inside joke. But anyway.
No, it's not going to turn out well either, caller, and I'm going to tell you something before we go. Everyone within the sound of my voice better look damn hard at what you're being told. Because every single word, whether it comes from the right or whether it comes from the left, is carefully being crafted to support an ideology that may very well not support you. Your facts need to come from you. Your belief needs to come from you, not because someone said it who is a favorite actor of yours, or someone who said it was a favorite talk show host, or someone who said it because they're your next door neighbor and you think they're smart. They need to come from you. And that includes me. If you're listening to me and you like what I got to say, fine. Fact check it. Go fact check it. If I'm wrong, call me on it. Call me up and tell me, hey, you got something wrong. If I did, I'll tell you. But at least we're fact checking. I'm not going to shut you down and say, that's illegally, you can't say that. I'm banning you from the show. Pathetic.